Sticking with NPL content, Sydney Olympic wrapped up the premiership on a hectic final day of NPL in New South Wales. And joining us now on the line is the head coach of Sydney Olympic, Abbas Saad. Abbas, congratulations on winning the premiership on a very crazy Saturday afternoon.
Thank you very much. Yes, it was a crazy final game, obviously, of the season in the league there. And probably the most exciting finish, I think, for many, many years. And I'm glad that we got the favourable result at the end. Obviously, we knew if we'd win and RPLI card win also, we were going to finish second because of the goal difference. They had a superior goal advantage on us. So, look, I mean, when we heard it 5 minutes, they finished 5 minutes just before our game did. And we knew that they had gotten beaten and we were already leading 1-0. So it was a big celebration for the club and overdue. It's been about 7 or 8 years, I think, since the last time we won the league here in New South Wales. And, it was fantastic scenes and well-deserved for my team and for everybody at the club.
So, Abbas, take us through the emotions of the match. Olympic went 1-0 up courtesy of an Alejandro Sanchez goal, and then it seemed as though you guys held on very well. Were people keeping tabs on Twitter for the Apia game and what was going on during both games?
Well, I'm sure everybody was, but I gave strict instruction to my team manager. I don't want to know any results right at the end, you know. I just didn't want anybody... You know, just wanted the players to concentrate and, you know, to ease the pressure on them. We needed to win. I mean, we just had to do our job and, and whatever happens. That was the instructions. And credit to the players. They went out there and they put on a good performance. Yeah, we won 1-0. I mean, we made it difficult for ourselves. We probably should have won by, you know, clear 4 or 5 goals at the end of the day. But, we did keep it intense right to the 90 minutes. I mean, Sydney United is a very good team, but we were never in danger of losing that game. And really, when the result did come through at the end, you could hear it from the crowd. I think nearly everybody at the ground was keeping tabs except me.
Abbas, how are the celebrations in the dressing room after the game?
It was unbelievable, really unbelievable. I mean, we got new owners at the club, you know, at the club, and you know, there's a lot of new players. Obviously, obviously, I'm not new to the club, but I'm new to the management side of it. I've been away for many, many years. Obviously, I've been there as a player and as a coach before. So, look, it was just crazy scenes. It was. We had all our juniors, all our SAP players and our junior players and our women's teams. And we had, you know, pretty much, we had a Legends game before the game, the Sydney Olympic Legends versus Sydney United Legends. And a lot of them played for both clubs, including myself. So, and it was a decent crowd. It was a beautiful day, sunny day. So everything was beautiful on the day. And obviously the results made it more sweet at the end. So, yeah, look, it was a wonderful day and it continued all the way through the evening and well-deserved. Really, the club has really worked hard to get its act together over the last couple of years and I think we're going in the right direction.
Abbas, it's Nick here. And Alejandro Sanchez Lopez had one of the incredible seasons, 17 goals in 22 games and I believe six goals in his last four. How important has he been this year? An incredible year by his standards and right up there with some of the best strikers in the league this season.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, any winning team, you need a fantastic striker. You need a striker who can score your goals. You can't win games without goals. I mean, we all know that. I was a striker myself, and I've been in winning teams, and I understand exactly that we, you know, as strikers, we need to fire our teams. He's been absolutely superb. He's the best striker in the league by far, and he's in a very, very important player for us. But the boys around him, credit to them. You know, we play a good brand of football. Obviously, we like to attack and entertain, but, you know, we do create a lot of chances. And if we continue I tell the boys, if we continue to create chances around him, and he's the kind of player who knows where the goal is, and he, you know, he's a wonderful finisher. He probably should have scored more than 17, to be honest with you, all throughout the year. He's had a lot of chances too, Alex, but his work rate is phenomenal. He's a great professional, you know, very well loved by the boys and by the club, everybody at the club. And we're lucky to have him. And yes, his goals got us up there, but I thought our team performance, everybody in all positions, they were very good. I got a very young team, and I thought they stood up well this year with a lot of pressure on them to succeed, and they did a great job with it.
The Sydney Olympic have finished the regular season with the best defensive record out of the entire division, only conceding 19 goals in 22 games. Is that something you pride yourselves on?
Yeah, we do. Look, you got to do it both ends. You know, just allowing our strikers, we need to score goals to win games, but also you need to stop the opposition also from scoring or outscoring you on the day, or, you know, or even throughout the competition. And, you know, we got a wonderful keeper. You know, he's 42 years old. I mean, Hendo, and, you know, he's been magnificent in goal. But, and the back line being great. We had George Timothy, who ended up going to Schalke, you know, picked up by Schalke because of his prowess. You know, got Tom Whiteside, who's been a revelation. He's been one of our best players all throughout the hard defence. And, you know, our right back and left back, we had Riley Woodcock and obviously Will Angel. You know, they're probably two of the best fullbacks in the league. Then you add obviously the defensive steel in front of them in the midfield. And as a team, I think we strive to defend as a team and attack as a team. And I think when you do it on both ends and everybody knows their role, I think it makes it a lot easier and more enjoyable. And I think the players have really enjoyed it on both ends of the field. And credit to them, you know. I did challenge them all throughout the year that we need to defend well as a team and attack. I want everybody to, you know, to show their flair and show their energy all throughout the game. And they did that very well this year.
Sydney Olympic Premiership coach Abbas Saad joins us on the line now. Sydney Olympic, of course, clinching the Premiership after defeating Sydney United 1-0 over the weekend. And Abbas, as one season ends, another one begins very shortly with the final series. Is it easy to transition between the two? Obviously, coming off a Premiership, is it easy to shift the focus back into going to winning this separate competition?
Oh, it's never easy. I think it's two different competitions. I mean, obviously, you got the whole year. It's like a marathon, you know. The competition is a marathon, but then obviously the final series is more like a sprint, isn't it? So you don't have time to adjust, and you don't have a second chance. Sometimes, well, like you have a second chance, of course, being premiers, but it's really on the day, and anybody can win it from fifth to first, because it really is just all about mindset and fatigue, and probably, you know, and probably hunger. And how much hungry do you want to do? You want it. Obviously, we'll give ourselves every chance to go all the way and try and win the double. We'd love to be in a grand final for the club itself. You know, it's been a while since I've been in a grand final too. And, you know, I think it'll be a great atmosphere for the club if we can, and for the boys, if they can clinch both trophies on offer. So, yeah, look, it's more difficult than the league. The league is more difficult, as you can say, because you play 21 games and you got to play each other, you know, two times. But here, you've only got one or two games to achieve your goal. So it's really all about a bit of luck and, of course, a bit of hard work.
Abbas, beating Apia for the title, given how prolific they've been in front of goal this season, must be pretty satisfying. But what do you have to focus on in this final series to be able to defeat them in a one-off game should you come up against Apia once again?
Look, we've played each other enough times this year. We know each other's games very well. Look, they're a super team. They're a very, very good team. They've been together, I think, for three, 4 years. They're a very experienced team. You know, they don't have any youngsters like I do or we do at the club. You know, our average age is probably, you know, first 11, eight or nine of the first 11 is under 23 years old. So, and it's different with Apia. But they're, you know, we respect them. We don't fear them, but we definitely respect them. They're a very, very good team. I mean, we played them twice. We lost and we drew, so we haven't beaten them in the league. And we'd love to do that. You know, if we get the chance to meet them in the final, I think it'll be a wonderful final because they play good football. They're very well coached, and you know, both teams know each other very well. We just got to focus on our game. I think just to answer your question, I think if we do the things that we're good at, then you know, I don't fear anybody, and I don't think anybody can beat us on the day. But it's really all up to us, and it's all about attitude and mindset. And you know, when it comes to finals, you got to keep your nerves. And hopefully, if our players can keep their nerves and just give their best on the day, I think they'll go a long way.
Abbas, thank you so much for your time here on FNR. We really appreciate you coming on the program. Congratulations on the league triumph and best of luck in the NPL final series.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you. Keep up the good work. Cheers very much.